Previously on Night Court.
Matt, I don't know what I've been doing right lately, but in the last 3 days, I've been offered a professorship at Columbia, partnership in one of the most powerful law firms in the country, a seat on the Superior Court, and 2 dates.
Look, I gotta be frank with you. I just think that Howard Ritter is the kind of guy that this country needs. He's smart.
So am I.
He's dedicated.
So am I.
He's my brother-in-law. And if the lazy bum lands that big job in Washington, he moves out and I finally get my den back.
I'm not here to talk about the past, Dan. I'm here to talk about my daughter.
Well, believe me, my feelings for Pamela are very genuine.
Yes, I'm sure you are deeply in love with her money and all the power and prestige that go with it. Dan Fielding, I will not allow you to do to my daughter what you did to me. Don't make her fall in love with you. Give her a chance.
There they are! The people who've been following me! One of the art people! They're aliens!
At the congressional races, a stunning turnaround is taking place in the 13th Congressional District, where Christine Sullivan has pulled virtually even with her opponent, Howard Ritter.
You mean I still have a chance?
And we finally have a winner in the 13th Congressional District. The winner is public defender Christine Sullivan. More election returns after this.
What? I won! I won! I won! I won! Yes!
Would you two like to register for my free drawing? You can win a weekend in Cape Canaveral where you glimpse the top secrets of the U.S. space program.
Great. I have some serious questions about zero gravity and personal hygiene.
Well, NASA isn't going to let some raffle winner snoop around their base.
Shh, shh, shh. I know that, and you know that, but I'm hoping that they... don't know that. It's a snare to catch them and prove that they're aliens.
Sir, got a messenger for you.
Yeah?
Well, what's the good word now?
Unbelievable. I've just been offered an endorsement contract with Nike.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, call it, Mac.
People versus Susan Landon, solicitation.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. Central Park police arrested Miss Landon and a structure she had built in a large elm for the purposes of solicitation.
Wow, a treehouse of ill repute.
Oh, shut your squeaky trap. Must we forever endure your stupid asides?
Lighten up, counselor. This is my court, and I will set the tone here. And at the tone, the time will be recess.
Dan, I know you're ticked off about this Pamela thing, but you have no right to take it out on everyone else.
How do you know about that?
I heard you talking to her mother. I know why you broke up.
Yeah, so what's it to you?
You've already used up one whole generation of women. Now you're working on the second. Let's just grow up, Dan.
Why don't you just butt the hell out of my life?
Gladly.
And if you win, you could be off to the NASA Space Center.
Big deal. Who cares about rocket ships? Hey, can we win a nice space heater?
Space heater?
Yeah. My feet are always cold. I have very thin blood.
Really?
Atmosphere is different here. Not like it is back home.
I knew it! You're not from here, are you? Come on, let's see some ID. Aurora Borealis Lane, Jupiter. Jupiter?
Florida, Jupiter, Florida. We have a condo down there. Great view.
Of the stars?
No. Of the clothing optional beach.
Come on, we've got some great snapshots. There's one in particular that I want you to see.
You won it in court, Dan.
Great.
Order in the court! Order in the court!
Ross?
Hi, Dan. Call it Heidi.
People of the feminine gender versus Daniel R. Fielding.
What?
What are the charges?
Pick a file. Any file.
Wait a minute. This is a joke, right?
That's just what I was going to say about you. And to quote you, Mr. Fielding, let the games begin!
You want to help me out here, Christine?
Well, I'll do the best I can, Dan, but I'm having trouble finding any favorable testimony from women.
Oh, please.
Couldn't you have at least been nice to your own mother?
What? She doesn't count. Look, deep down, I'm a sensitive, romantic guy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Romance? How about that take a number dispenser on your bedpost?
Now, hold on a second. Hey, that was all in fun.
Fun for whom, Mr. Fielding? Certainly not for all the women jammed into the gallery or the ones waiting in the hallway.
Don't forget the others lined up around the block.
Boy, I can draw them, can I?
Yes, you're a human pest strip.
Why don't you just drop all this man-hating stuff, you know? You wouldn't be half bad if you lost those glasses and your brother's suit.
Please proceed, Ms. Maddox.
Your Honor, every woman in this room has a complaint about Mr. Fielding's insensitive and selfish behavior.
Your Honor, I object. That's purely speculative.
I love it when you're passionate.
Dan Fielding, you're a big fat liar!
I am not fat.
He never called after our first date.
Well, he made me jump out of a cake on my birthday.
He made me jump out of a cake on Washington's birthday.
Put a lid on it, chicks!
Ladies! And ladies of the jury, well, come on now. Think about it. Did I ever really give you any reason to complain? Wasn't I always Dan the man? All right, so maybe I didn't pay enough attention sometimes. Occasionally, I use the wrong choice of words.
Like, for instance, boff, bump, hump, grind, pork, cork, and boink. And don't forget the phrases
shucking the corn,
kissing the Blarney Stone,
doing the mattress mambo.
Christine, just feel free to jump in here anytime, though.
How about hitting the grand slam?
Hey, Christine!
I'm sorry. It was just so easy.
Every turn, Mr. Fielding has used the very spirit of female trust and generosity. May I present Exhibit A?
No.
His grandmother's wedding ring, an alleged family heirloom.
Be very careful with that. It is one of a kind. That belonged to my dear departed granny, the woman who taught me how to treat and respect the gentle gender.
Nice try. How many women here possess the one-of-a-kind family heirloom?
You fucking know what he has!
I swear to you, each one of those rings and women are very special to me.
Closing arguments, counselors.
Dan Fielding's day of reckoning has come. The testimony in this courtroom today has sealed the fate of a man who has spent his entire life thinking only of himself at the expense of every woman he has ever known.
Yes! Yes!
Miss Sullivan?
Your Honor, how can all those accusers be wrong? Dan Fielding is a pathetic, boorish, womanizing louse of a man, and he is guilty.
And don't sugarcoat it.
He's guilty of one thing. Of loving women. Maybe not in the way we like to be loved, but he does the best he can. And beneath that slimy exterior beats the heart of a truly sensitive man. I've seen Dan with women. And even if it's only for 5 minutes, for those 5 minutes, he's made them the center of his universe. Ladies, look into your hearts. Wasn't that 5 minutes worth it?
Thank you, Christine. You've saved me.
Not necessarily. Dan Fielding, this court finds you guilty on all charges of disrespect, insensitivity, and overall crappy behavior toward women.
It's just my tie. I'm okay. I'm alive. And I've got the answer.
Hey, good news, Mac. I made my decision.
What is it? Touring with Mel Torme or becoming an exotic dancer?
I'm going to take the professorship at Columbia University.
Well, good for you, sir. What made you decide?
Well, it was a tough choice, but it's like you always say, you gotta go with your first instincts.
Right you are. You gotta reach for your dreams.
Set your marks high.
Grab the brass ring.
Go for the gusto.
Quit law school.
What are you talking about? I haven't even taken the job yet.
No, me. I'm quitting law school.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been accepted to film school, Harry. I want to make movies. I can't deny it.
Well, then you shouldn't. Hey.
Well, I gotta get back to work.
Mac?
Yeah?
You're not gonna forget me when you become a famous director, are you?
Of course I will. But it won't be anytime soon.
Mac.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine. I'm gonna miss that. Hello, Harry.
Hi. I got some good news.
Oh, good. I could use some. It's my last night, you know.
Yeah. You're starting a new job. You must feel great, huh? I mean, excited and hopeful, exhilarated.
Actually depressed.
Christine, I'm confused. I thought you were happy.
Oh, no, I am happy about being elected. It's just that I guess I never realized how much I'd be giving up.
Hey, I'm sure Congress has dingy walls, too.
No, it's not that. It's making a mark. It's really making a difference.
You mean keeping those wheels of justice spinning?
Oh, Harry, this old building really means a lot to me. It's where I've done my best work. It's where I found my closest friends. It's where I even had my baby.
Yeah. I always thought we should have retired that elevator car.
Well, if we were to start doing that, every inch of this dumb old building would be a sentimental landmark for me. Well, I guess I'm just being silly, huh?
Yeah. Silly.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go watch them scrape the gum off the gallery benches one last time. To hell with the gum. I'm gonna miss you the most.
$55 in time served.
Your Honor, you know those two people who've been following me?
Yeah, well.
Good news. They're not aliens. They're retired chestnut benders.
That is good news, Bo.
And they're my friends.
Good, Bo.
Last case of the night, sir.
Call it, Mac.
Oh, that's the last time I'll ever hear you say call it, Mac.
People versus Burke and Merrill.
Oh, that's the last case I'll ever hear Mac call.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Your Honor, officers arrested Messrs. Burke and Merrill. On the fire escape of their brownstone office where a fight ensued when Mr. Burke tried to push Mr. Merrill's piano to the street below.
Sir, Burke and Merrill are songwriters with a 40-year partnership, which apparently they wish to dissolve.
Burke and Merrill? I know your songs. Gentlemen, let me shake your hands.
You really know our songs?
Oh, yes, I do. You know, one of the earliest memories I have of my mom is her singing me one of your songs.
Let me guess. Rockabye Baby Blues?
No, Molasses Pie and a Coffee High.
One of my best lyrics.
One of my best melodies.
One of Burke and Merrill's best songs.
Hey, you got a good memory, Judge.
Memories are all I have of my mom. Thank you.
You're welcome. Once in a while, we found something that worked, I guess.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, but I guess when it's gone, huh? So what do you say, why don't we try a restraining order? That ought to settle this.
Hey, wait a minute. Can't a couple of guys have an innocent difference of opinion?
Well, sure you can, as long as that doesn't include attempted murder with a piano.
Hey, we're artists. We're nuts. We won't do it again.
Well, how would the councils feel about moving to dismiss these charges, seeing as harmony has been restored to this partnership?
So moved.
Ditto.
Case dismissed. Christine, are you ready?
Isn't there anyone left in holding?
It's a wrap. Court's adjourned. To Christine Sullivan, colleague and friend. She belongs to the people now, but she will always be here in our hearts.
Hey, doesn't somebody else have a decision to share with his friends? Harry?
You made a choice, Harry? Where are you going?
The courtroom. I'm gonna stay.
You gotta be kidding.
Now, this is where I belong. I do make a difference. Look at Burke and Merrill. They left together tonight because somehow I was able to strike a chord with them. This is my world. The way I see it, some of us are meant for greatness, and others are meant to hold down the fort.
Plus, you'd miss that musty smell that wafts up from holding on summer nights.
Yeah.
Harry, could I talk to you in the hall a second?
Sure. If this is a chain letter, you're fired.
It is my letter of resignation.
What?
I have to follow my heart. I'm leaving. I'm on a mission. I'm chasing the woman of my dreams.
Don't you always?
This is different. It's been building up for years. She's the only woman who's ever really understood me.
You have to quit?
Yes, of course. I'm moving. I'm going to dedicate all my time and energy to winning her heart.
Winning her heart? You mean she doesn't feel the same?
Oh, well, don't be silly. She doesn't even know yet. Listen, I gotta go. Bye, Harry.
Dan, who's the lucky girl?
Christine.
Good night, sir.
Hey, you're not going anywhere, are you?
Are you kidding? I just bought 5 new sets of handcuffs.
buy you a beer?
Sure.
Hey, Harry, you lucky dog. You won my
drawing.
Hi, Norm. Hi, Angelo. What's up?
Bull, we've decided to take you to Jupiter.
Florida?
No, Bull. Jupiter, the planet.
But you said you weren't aliens.
We lied.
Bull, we need you. You can help us solve our most pressing problem. Why, you'd be a hero.
You'd have a real purpose.
You mean I'd be somebody?
Yes. You'd be the guy who would reach the stuff on our top shelves.
So, will you come? Okay.
Presents another What the Heck Moment.